Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show. I'm alongside Justin Ellis. It's your first time on the show, and I feel like we should nickname it the Gun Show for this one. Rocking the sleeveless hoodie. I like it. Is that your own creation?
Yeah, I like the sleeveless hoodie. So I usually wear them during practice.
Yeah, you also like beards.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
a pretty impressive
right
beard, and you're not the only one on this Raiders team. If I were to ask you who has the best beard, is it you or is it somebody else?
I can't vote myself, so I'll probably say Lee.
Say
Lee, yeah, Lee.
So now on a serious note, it's your fourth year. You are a legit veteran. How different is this season for you entering the locker room with a lot of the younger guys looking up to you?
I think this year I have to take on more of a leadership role. The game has slowed down for me some, so I think it's becoming a little bit easier so I can focus and make more plays.
You create a lot of opportunities for the guys on the edge. I mean, Khalil Mack, your success is a direct link to his success. What is it like when you see him out there working as hard as he is, knowing that you're doing essentially all the work to get him that opportunity?
It's a brotherhood. It's like Coach says, it takes a village to stop the run and to rush the passer. So if I have two on me and Khalil making a tackle, I'm completely fine with that.
What are the personalities in that room like? Obviously, Khalil, we know he's a super nice guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. It's crazy. I mean, I can't really explain it. I mean, but everybody got their own personality. Everybody got their own things that about them. But it all mix in well.
You look at Jethro Franklin. What is your relationship like with him?
That's our football dad.
Message, huh?
That's our football dad. That's what we call him. He's a football dad. I mean, he a great man. He's a great man. Good coach.
So when you say he's a football dad, I mean, it's tough love or he's constantly encouraging you guys?
Oh, it'd be different. It just depends. And just like Coach know, everybody got different personalities, so he know how to approach different people. Mm-hmm. So certain people you can't approach with the tough love because they'll rebel and they won't listen. So it just depends on who you are.
Okay, so now it's time for our five questions. This is to get to know you a little bit. We already covered the beard and the hoodie. So let's get to the origin of the nickname Jelly. Where did it come from?
It come from when I was in ninth grade, my high school coach, he called me Jelly Bean. That was my original nickname, Jelly Bean, Coach David Taylor. And it stuck with me. He said it as a joke, and then it just stuck with me. And then when I got to college, I grew up, so people stopped calling me Jelly Beans. They just called me Jelly. And so that's what it is now, Jelly.
Have you been up to the Jelly Belly Factory? It's not too far away. Maybe
you
get
yet.
A sponsorship
I know,
deal.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Put two and two together here.
Exactly.
All right, so if you were to erase one food from this earth, what would it be? Obviously not Jelly Bellies.
If I can erase one food?
Yes, the food, I mean, a.k.a. the food you like the least.
I don't know. It used to be beets, but I done grown, since I done changed my diet, beets done grown on me a little bit. So I like beets now, but I don't know. That's a hard one.
Cauliflower. Like fish?
Cauliflower.
Oh, cauliflower. Yeah, I could probably do without that one as well.
Yeah.
Your favorite non-football activity? Could be a sport,
hunt.
Could be chess, hunting.
Yeah, hunting, yeah.
Like?
Hunting, fishing. I like
full blown hunting?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Isn't there like a point system with the antlers and that whole deal?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So do you eat what you.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I'm from Louisiana. We do that.
Final one. One thing that you're not good at that you wish you were?
Singing? Yeah, I wish I could sing, man.
Not even in the shower? I mean, in the shower, I feel like I'm pretty good at singing.
Honestly, I can hum real well, so, like, I can fool you.
Yeah.
I can fool you a little bit, you know, but...
There's some pretty good singers in that locker room. Have you asked for some advice, maybe some tips? Have you taken any professional coaching? I feel like if you can hum well, there's a chance.
Nah.
Okay, that will be the next time you're on the show. We'll bring someone in. We'll work on it together.
All right. I got you.
Jelly, thank you so
much.
Appreciate the time. Best of luck on the road. More to come on the Silver and Black Show.